North Korea is making headlines again, and it's no surprise that the truth is hard to decipher. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to talk about how to pray for Christians in North Korea today, despite the smoke and mirrors. And then a ministry in Haiti is taking up hammers and nails for the homeless to help build up a community. That story in just a moment. But first, North Korea shows up in the headlines for a lot of different reasons. Most recently, it's been the country's nuclear arms activity and the murder of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. But if we really want to characterize this country in a phrase, it's safe to say that North Korea is a country of isolation and deception. We spoke with Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders. He says he's seen the deception firsthand and says one of the biggest lies is that the Kim family is divine. And sadly, in a lot of ways, people are forced to act like they believe it.
And so it's just this absolute worship of these dead men. And it's like if you have any devotion to Jesus Christ or believe in God, it's like that's an offense to them. They want absolute total worship.
But beneath the lies and the fear that make people go along with Juche, something else is happening.
I think there's a hunger inside. I think that it's all shrouded in all this mystery and all this worship of these dead men. But I think deep down inside, the people are searching and they're wondering what's really going on, what's really the truth.
Would you join us in praying for North Korea? Ask God to break through the web of lies, the oppression, and the fear so that people would know Jesus, who loves them.
I see precious people that are very, very deceived, and only the Holy Spirit can break through those lies.
Turning now to another Asian country, India, will likely have the largest Muslim population in the world by 2050, according to a recent Pew report. Now, it raises questions about how this will affect Christians down the road. Even now, we've seen an increase in pressure on Indian Christians by their communities and the government. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says,
with the government putting on this pressure, you know, the Christians are just responding to it and trying to meet what the government requirements are, even as we're doing, but then really being encouraged, challenged to go out and do even more work for the cause of Christ.
Bibles for the World networks with churches in India and are seeing the body of Christ grow. Padidi and his family even spent Christmas in a village with 42 new believers. Bibles for the World is also turning its sights to Bible distribution in China.
We're planning to go there in May for our first distribution, and we're preparing 300,000 Gospels of John, as well as 12,000 to 15,000 Bibles that we'll be distributing in the province of Yunnan. So we just ask listeners to pray for us that every little step of the way, every detail here in this plan may come together and may have God's blessing on it.
And finally, did you know that For Haiti with Love has a home construction project called the Pilgrim House? Well, through a partnership with a church in the United States, For Haiti can build houses for homeless families. For Haiti's Eva DeHart.
Pilgrim House is a unique project because it has been over the years totally funded by the Pilgrim Lutheran Church out of Indianapolis. So they are building, have built 25 consecutive years of homes. We build other homes too. And we definitely welcome any church or any organization or individual that would like to provide a home.
These homes are built hurricane safe and often on land that people have inherited.
The people have come to us and presented where their land is, what their family situation is, and that they would really like to be considered for our construction projects. Our staff then goes out and evaluates what they're living in now, if anything, and where the land is.
Because it's the work of a church, these homes don't just impact families. They impact whole communities as an example of Christ. If you want to get the details on this project, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us through iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.